BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's podcast, including some great news about two innuendo bingo guests this week. Also, Chris tries out a secret Santa present that I've got. Real or No Real is with Greg. And it's nearly time for Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting a cold.
Really?
It's your fault from last week.
No, I had very mild man flu, which I combated successfully. I think by missing out on that one innuendo bingo just sort of caught me up.
Yeah. I forgot that you did a sick note on innuendo bingo, yeah.
I did, yeah. First ever time I've done that.
I had a sunshine mini break, but now I'm back.
I love how you roll.
I was on a camel this time yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Only you.
Have you been on a camel? It's kind of weird.
Have I ever? No.
It's really weird. And now it's like, well, it's really cold here, isn't it? So
you're struggling to adjust, you
it's
know,
a little
the hot
bit
climate
weird.
To, yes. to here. Well, I'm sorry about that, Mills.
Thanks to all the people hooing me on Twitter and text. And also some people saying, what's the special occasion to have Scott on today?
True.
I'm on for a while now.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah, I know. I really enjoy doing my show. But then there is a bit of time quite soon where we're doing the breakfast show. But then it all goes a bit up in the air anyway because it's Christmas and like all the normal shows aren't on anyway.
Mm.
But like at least 2 weeks now on this show.
Yeah.
Before we do the Red on Breakfast show over Christmas and New Year.
Oh yeah.
We're going to be on Christmas Day,
exactly.
Which I'm really looking forward to.
Exactly. So we're on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
How was it being on a camel yesterday then? I mean, we kind of glossed over that. Did you have a selfie with it?
I didn't actually take a selfie. Well, I didn't have my phone up there, did I? It's really high.
Whilst you were on a camel, I was watching The X Factor last night.
Oh, sure.
Got something I want to show you.
Okay, what's this then?
So,
obviously, I missed it because I was in Dubai.
Right.
And they haven't discovered the delights of X Factor yet. They don't show it. They do show the American voice. And that's about all you get, really.
Okay. So we're down to the final four contestants. And then performing.
Are we?
Yeah,
yes.
Performing on the night, Sam Bailey.
Is it still on?
And Fifth Harmony were on. Have you heard of Fifth Harmony?
No.
Well, they're a big girl band in the USA, apparently. They won it. Do you know what? They won X Factor, and I think Simon Cowell's brought them over.
Oh, they won in America?
Possibly. Possibly,
did they win?
Possibly didn't win. I don't know.
Because let me ask you a question. Why are they on the semi-final of the X Factor? Why is that?
I don't know.
Because a lot of people here wouldn't have heard of them.
But Simon Cowell was very enthusiastic about them.
Oh, I see. Right, okay, yeah, I get it.
But I was watching, I was like, I think I've heard of them, but I didn't know much about them. And, you know, they do the big montage thing at the beginning. It's like, Fifth Harmony. Then the voice of X Factor hooed them.
What?
He actually hooed them. Do you want to have a listen?
Let me hear this.
Performing live with the contestants, the X Factor USA's hottest group, Fifth Harmony.
Ooh. I was like, exactly.
Yeah. He's only saying what the nation's thinking.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they were on.
He didn't do it for very long, though. It was like...
It was a brief who,
yeah.
But I appreciated it.
Yeah. Oh, apparently we haven't played the whole thing. What do you mean? Okay, let me hear it again.
Performing live with the contestants, the X Factor USA's hottest group, Fifth Harmony.
Just been proven time and time again, nobody's safe ever.
We'll make.
Fingers crossed, Andrea.
Final.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's not as good with now.
No, it's not.
I was just hoping that he was hooing him.
I preferred your version.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, here we go. This happens once a year. It has done for years. Everyone goes, oh, what's your beef with Shaken Stevens? I don't want to go into that again. But thanks, Karen, for asking.
It's true that you got beef with Shaken Stevens.
I have had for years.
It's weird because you sit on the fence with so many things except for your beef with Shaken Stevens.
I just don't like him.
Him and Danny Dyer. There's some kind of weird thing going on there.
I just met him once. He was quite rude.
There's more to it than that. I don't know the
story. Also, as I say every year, look at that video. He absolutely hates those children in that video.
Oh.
He's like, snow is falling. Hates them. You can see the look in his eyes.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the annual Shaken Stevens link. Let's move on to Milky Chance.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I'm going to be happy now for the rest of Christmas. It's just the Shaken Stevens one, you know?
I know. It's the only one that gets you, really.
I'm in a really Christmas mood.
Mm.
However, it's still too early to play Wrap Myself in Paper. Some people are asking.
Good question.
I actually listened to that on the plane, and I was like, we can't play it yet.
And also the Bass Hunter one, that Christmas song?
I don't know about that this year, you know.
Or what about the song we once made?
Oh, yeah, I think that's definitely on. But on Wrap Myself in Paper, it says Christmas in a week and a day, so we can't play it till then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've got this Secret Santa present.
I'm intrigued by this.
Have you had any yet?
No. What was the budget for Secret Santa?
It was with a group of our friends, up to the value of £10.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, a decent amount of money then.
Yeah. But I wanted to actually give it to you, because I think that this would, like, really be good for you.
So this is what you've got in a Secret Santa?
Yeah, but I'm quite good at doing these already, but it's something that you're not very good at, so it could help you.
Okay, what do you mean?
Here it is. Get some of that.
Instant Irish accent spray.
That's it.
So how does this work? Radically changes the way you speak. Works instantly.
Yeah. So as you can see, this little pump action spray there. Open it.
Okay, and...
I've not tried it out. As you can see, it's still packaged up.
So you think I should have this because why? Because you've already got a decent Irish accent.
I can generally do accents. And as we all know, you're not the best at them. Do you? Australian.
You need to start me. Keep
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah. See? So I thought that it might be able to help
how
you
are
with
you?
One of your accents.
All right, I'm struggling to get into it.
This one being Irish.
So this was less than £10?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think any of us believe that this is going to work. So the theory is what here? I will speak Irish after spraying this.
So if you open that up there, and I believe that with one or two quick sprays in the mouth, you will speak with an Irish accent.
All right. So two for a slight accent, right? So should I go four for full Irish?
Well, read the instructions. I hate people that don't read instructions.
I've sort of destroyed the packet. I was excited to get in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Does it say how many sprays?
It
you don't want to overdo it.
It does, but I really have ripped it apart like a dog. Right, well, I'm just going to spray away. I'm going to go for four sprays.
Really?
Ready?
I think a couple of sprays is like Terry Wogan Irish.
That's still quite strong.
And then four, five sprays, you're like Patrick Kilty Irish.
Patrick Kilty Irish.
So I say maybe do three sprays and then you'll be like Brian McFadden Irish.
Okay. Ready?
Go. So here on Live on Radio 1, Chris is... No, that's too many. That's too many. Chris is trying out an Irish accent spray that I got in a Secret Santa.
It tastes minty.
Is it minty?
It's really strong. Something's going on.
Okay.
Right now, that was vicious.
Right, gather yourself and now try and speak.
I don't really feel like the Irish is flowing out of me yet. Hello.
Maybe...
Hello.
Now what's happening there?
Hello. Does that sound more Irish
than
normal?
You're putting that on, obviously.
I'm forcing it, it feels.
Maybe it takes some time to sink in.
It's really, really strong, this stuff.
Right, okay, well, you did overspray it. Let me play a track, right? Maybe have some water as well, and then we'll come back and see if you've developed some kind of accent during this song.
Is it worth me? I've gone a quarter of the way through the bottle just spraying the whole bottle.
Don't use it all.
Shall we just, if we're going to do it, let's do it properly. Full spray.
Right, if it's not working after this track...
It's so gross.
You go really, really full on, all right?
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Michael in Kent's been on saying, I've just read a review of this Irish accent spray online. Someone's turned permanently Wogan. Caution.
Okay, then.
This is BBC Radio 1, and you join us as Chris, my friend here, is trying out an Irish accent spray, which I got in a Secret Santa from one of my friends. Now, this spray promises to make you speak with an Irish accent or your money back. It doesn't say that. So just before that song, Chris oversprayed maybe about 6 or 7 times. And now speak.
Hello there. Hello there,
right,
Scott.
Right, okay, so that's you putting it on again.
It is. I'm trying to force it. I've done a good quarter of the bottle. There's 3 quarters left.
Okay, what I'm saying now is that you do, like, just go for the rest of the bottle.
It's so gross, though.
Spray it.
It's rank. Okay, genuinely.
If anyone else has got this Irish accent spray, don't spray the whole bottle. Don't try this at home.
No. I'm going full Irish. I'm going in.
Okay, that's enough. Right there? Oh, no. We've lost him. Are you okay? Okay, right. If you need to, he's left the room. Hello? You feeling better now? Come back in. Oof. You don't look good. Are you all right?
It's a really weird taste at first, but then it kind of coats her mouth. But then, you know, the voice is kind of changing, maybe. I don't know.
It's really changed. Can you hear that?
Well, no, I can't really. It sort of sounds the same to me.
Right, how are you doing this?
What do you mean? No, this is me.
But you can't do accents.
No.
But now you can.
No, but I'm not farcing this. Do I sound Irish at all?
Yes. I've got to say, you do.
Is there really any significant difference?
Yes. Why can't you hear this?
Lol.
I mean, you did spray the whole bottle, but how has this happened?
It's quite incredible, isn't it, if you're saying that I'm any different to what I normally am. I wonder how long this will last.
I don't know how long it's going to last, Chris. You're really freaking me out.
I'm quite keen on this new voice, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get used to it. It's just different. To be honest, your voice has been grating on me for some time, actually, most of the year, so this is great news.
Oh, shut up, you salad. Anyway, let's crack on, sure. I'm sure it's fading in a while anyway.
Is there anything on the bottle that says how long it lasts for, Chris?
No, nothing that I can see.
Any instructions that maybe you misread?
No, that's the problem. You see, I sort of destroyed the box. I'm worried I may have overdone it this now.
Well, yeah, you did overspray slightly. Well, this has changed things slightly, but I'm just going to kind of crack on with the show and what will be, will be.
Ignore the obvious.
I will do. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So, some people are in touch with us now on Twitter and on Radio 1 Text, feeling quite dubious, as I would be, I think, as a listener, about the Irish accent spray, which Chris has sprayed in his mouth and makes you talk like an actual Irish. But this is genuinely Chris. I don't actually know what to do to prove it.
Oh, yeah, me too, Scott. Mm. I am who I am, you know?
Okay, right, I've got it. Who are your mates that you go down the pub with?
Okay, let's go for that, so.
Go on, then.
Sir Dossart, Chango the Beast and the Convict.
Any others?
Dougsy, Webbo, Chinese Dave.
Oh, I know a good one. What's Chinese Dave's mum called?
Oh, Irish Nancy.
Of course. And who's the man that always sits in the corner in the pub?
Good old corner man.
There we are, see? It's genuinely him. Well, is this going to wear off, or do we think that we've got Irish Chris for the whole show? Because we weren't banking on this, really, were we, as a thing?
Well, if people don't believe it's me, I could always resort to the carrot star, you know?
I don't think that's necessary, to be honest.
I've got it banked. The Scott
Mills Daily. I got all the musics today, including Meghan Trainor coming up, and a bit of Eminem and Sia there for you, Guts Over Fear. Also in there, One Direction, Night Changes. Claire from Lancaster is convinced that the Chris voice was played by the part of Niall Horan off of One Direction. Absolutely not. How many more times do I have to tell you it was Chris? Right, this is that new Ollie Murs and Demi Lovato tune. The Scott Mills Daily. Meghan Trainor, BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Also in there was Ollie Murs and Demi Lovato, which we think sounds a bit like One Republic. And a bit like, what was the other one, Greg James?
It's a bit like something else as well, but we couldn't quite
it's
work it out.
It's a bit like a lot of things, that track, but we really like it. Katie Tunstall?
Stark said Tunstall.
Katie Tunstall a little bit.
He's a big Tunstall fan.
We're having a bit of a who-off in here, but it sounds like something that we can't quite work out.
It is quite wrong in public, but it's good. Murs and Lovato and Up, and also in there, Eminem and Sia, Guts Over Fear. Greg's on Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. We all know that there are a limited amount of Christmas songs that are actually any good. And you hear all the best ones here on BBC Radio 1. But we're now into that period. We're 17 days away from Christmas. So you do have to start playing some of the more whiffy ones.
Some Some critics were saying that we peaked too early. And therefore we would have a problem in that, you know, we will need to play some of the other ones.
I mean, you've got your Whams, your Mariah Carey's, you've got all those. And they're in a league of their own. And then you've got some of the others. Now, obviously, Michael Jackson, an amazing musician. But this, with the Jackson 5, definitely not his best work. And also, because it was made in the 60s and 70s, I've just noticed this, because having stereo was new, what they would do was put lots of different noises and sometimes scary other singers in the left and right-hand speakers. And it's really freaky.
So how do you mean? So when you're listening to it, you'll hear things out of one speaker?
Yeah, one speaker only.
I love that you've got the knowledge on this.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen anymore. I mean, obviously, you hear like a lot of things going on in music, but production was quite basic back then. So at some point in this song, every now and again, you will hear some quite scary, creepy-sounding backing singers in what I think will be only your right speaker. And they will be singing Kissing, Kissing, Santa Claus. And then a bit later on, Tickling, Tickling, Santa Claus. And this is about a woman who is a mother and was seen kissing Santa Claus one evening, probably Christmas Eve. So listen out on your right-hand speaker now, please, for the creepy men.
Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Dave and Darby, I think Scott should describe what every song is about before he plays it. I like it, but maybe just the Christmas ones.
Yeah.
Let's just do that on every Christmas song now. A short word from Mills beforehand.
Well, you want me to just, like, describe them?
Yeah, like a director's cut.
Someone says those strange backing singers are the other members of the Jacksons. Oh, sorry. That's from Chloe. I can hear... Well, no, Sam in Wiltshire says, someone is tickling and kissing Santa Claus in only the right speaker of my tractor. I know. It's quite weird, isn't it? And someone else, Vicky, says, are you planning on playing that Destiny's Child one this year? Oh, no, I think we banned that one a few years ago.
Yeah, is that, is it still is on? That on the 7th day of Christmas?
Surely, no, it's that one. It's that one. The first day of Christmas, baby gives me, yeah, diamond rings. Ugh.
That's the one.
Awful. Like the worst Christmas song ever.
But it definitely will be on at some point. Not today, right. But I mean,
okay.
Like,
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day it'll be on.
Only that, I think. Hello, Em.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. What are you saying?
I'm saying, I think it's about time we had some Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad?
Yes, great shout.
Isn't this a bit what we did last year, though?
We did, yeah. In fact, last year we really went to town on it. So I don't know maybe if we should do a different one this year.
Maybe we should find a new kind of old Christmas song that we like and that we play a lot.
We played it every day last year. We were out on the streets singing it. We were obsessed with it last year.
It was talked about last week, though, that we do a kind of Feliz Navidad Monday, and as it's Monday...
Is this a thing now, then?
Radio 1. Back to back. Jackson 5, followed by Jose Feliciano.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
That was Spanish.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Breaking news, I've got some innuendo bingo guests for this week, and they're good ones.
Is it confirmed? Tomorrow's confirmed. One confirmed.
Confirmed.
I don't know why I'm so excited about this one. When I was first told this might happen, I genuinely, it's one I'm really looking forward to.
I do, because you're weird and you're obsessed with cookbooks at the moment.
I've suddenly become like a wannabe chef.
So tomorrow on the show at 1:45, getting wet on Innuendo Bingo, Gino De Campo.
Yes! Sausage. he's such a legend.
Sausage.
I can't wait.
Yes?
Oh, mate.
Dreams can come true.
What a booking.
Gino De Campo tomorrow on 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Watch that one. Definitely watch that one. And then on Thursday... As I said, dreams can come true. This is one of your absolute favourites.
It's just
one of your
an
idols.
Amazing week.
One of your heroes. Jake Wood. Max Branning.
Max Branning.
Max Branning.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jake Wood, his real name, is playing Inuit Bingo.
So excited.
145. And he can swivel them hips as well, can't he?
This
145.
This is a power week.
I know. Gino De Campo, Tuesday. Jake Wood, Max Branning, Thursday.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? I love working in the same building as the One Show.
Why is that?
Because you overhear stuff every single day, and then every time you come out of the building when the show finishes, there's something different there to greet you every day, which is going to be on the One Show that evening. Sometimes it'll be like 100 bell ringers from Shropshire.
Yeah.
Just there for no reason.
I walked out at one point, there was a plane. Just a plane parked up.
It's a plane there.
And whoa!
And then, remember last year they did the nativity, so there was loads of sheep outside. Just some sheep there in central London in a pen.
Do you remember the cast of Les Mis out there at one point, and you persuaded me to go join in?
Mm. I mean, there's a different surprise out there every single day when you work here next to the One Show. Today, I just overheard a woman in the lift going, "Hello, hi, it's Joanne from the One Show," on the phone. "Just to let you know, we've saved the ice rink."
Oh, yes, ice rink today, is it?
I think there's an ice rink. And just to let you know, if you're going to watch the One Show tonight, they've managed to save it. I don't know what happened to it. But at one point, apparently, according to it, was tricky.
So you've
but
been
now
out,
it's back.
You've
it's
been outside eavesdropping members of the One Show, have you?
She was just on the phone.
Matt texting, 4 songs in a row. Are you on the toilet, Mills?
No, just listening to people from the One Show. Jack's been on from Bristol saying, "Max Branning on Innuendo Bingo. I've waited for this day." Have you actually, though?
Do you know what? I mean,
have you ever really actually thought about that happening before? Have you actually waited for the day? Or are you just really pleased? Either way, it's great news.
I think people are just really excited. Like, I'm really excited. I'm so excited about this week and its potential to be such a good week that I'm thinking of starting a diary just for the week.
Oh.
You know, they say you should do that. If you think you've got a particularly big year ahead, you should write a diary so that you look back on it one day. I'm thinking of doing that for this week.
Yeah, I urge you to do that. Write a diary for this week. You got De Campo tomorrow, 145.
That's what I mean.
Branning on, not his real name, Jake Wood on Thursday, 145.
And that's just the base level, isn't it?
And everything else that will happen in between. And who knows, you know?
Shall I do a little diary?
Please do, yeah. Also, some people, including Vicky on Twitter, are pointing out that Chris went fully Irish for a while and then his voice went completely back to normal and everyone just carried on like nothing had happened. That is true.
Is it back to normal?
Yeah, can you not notice the difference? It's definitely worn off now.
It feels less minty.
If you missed what happened earlier, this is about an hour or so ago, and this is what Chris sounded like. Are you all right?
It's a really weird taste at first, but then it kind of coats your mouth. But then, you know, the voice is kind of changing, maybe. I don't know.
It's really changed. Can you hear that?
Well, no, I can't really. It sort of sounds the same to me.
And can you notice the difference now? Speak.
Well, it sounds the same
to you.
To me. But the minty taste from it is gone.
Right. So it must only have a kind of effect for I don't know, 10, 15 minutes or something.
Sort of used the whole bottle as well, so that's...
You can't go back Irish again now if you wanted to.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's Chris here.
Chris, how can I help you?
My girlfriend, we were talking about transfer deadline day the other day, and it sort of, I was explaining to her what it was.
Yes, if you don't know about this, transfer deadline day is just 2 days away.
Mm.
It's the window of time where you are not allowed to break up with somebody because it's too mean at Christmas and New Year. So in 2 days, the window closes.
It's a very strict deadline as well, 3 o'clock sharp.
3 p.m. this coming Wednesday is the only time you have to transfer.
Mm.
So what's the problem, Chris?
So I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago with my girlfriend and we had a nice laugh about it. And I wasn't sure when transfer deadline day was specifically. I just told her it was a day sometime in December because I didn't know the specific date. And we had a nice little laugh about it. And then 2 hours later, she just sort of casually goes, "So when exactly is this transfer deadline day?"
Oh,
and I go,
no.
"Oh, I don't know." And she goes, "Well, can you find out for me?" And so now I'm a little bit worried.
Why does she want to know the exact time and date?
See, this is why I don't know, but I'm worried. I'm worried that she's making a note because she's planning to maybe ditch me. I don't know.
Do you know what? It could be that you're getting an extended contract.
Mm.
That's the other way to look at this.
It could be. Glass half full kind of way of looking at it.
How long have you been with your girlfriend, please?
Just over a year.
Okay, and do you think it's going well?
Yeah, I think it's going all right, or at least I did, and now I'm having doubts.
Do you know what, though? You won't be the only person. There are a lot of very paranoid boyfriends and girlfriends a little bit worried about this relationship transfer deadline day on Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to put in a good performance in the next couple of days.
Mm. Good morning.
Yep. There, I know exactly what you mean there. Yes, you sort of want to, yes. Yes.
I don't think he meant that, but yeah, do whatever you need to do.
No, yeah. Exactly. Just make sure you're as valuable as you are before deadline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't really think you're going to be dumped, though, do you?
I don't know. It just seems a strange thing to ask, isn't it?
It is.
But if you want to know the exact date.
Maybe she's asking for a friend.
Maybe.
What if it's the other way around? Maybe she's concerned about that date and, you know, is putting in a good performance herself, you know, to try and make sure that you're all good up to the transfer.
Maybe. That would be nice.
You've not had any arguments or anything bad happen recently, have you?
I don't think so.
I think you're all good, to be honest.
Yeah.
She's just asking for someone else. Or maybe she just wants to hear it because she's never heard it before.
Maybe. Maybe she just wants to tell it as a story to all her friends. So yeah. She can be like, oh, did you know the date? Maybe. And don't worry about nothing.
Do you know what? Apart from anything else, it'll make transfer deadline day on Wednesday really exciting for you.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen, do you?
True.
You might be saved, you might be off.
You're personally invested. You're going to be like Harry Redknapp leaning out a car window on transfer deadline day.
I'm not sure I know what that means.
Oh, okay. Don't worry.
Okay, well, listen, Chris, I will keep your number, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And maybe we can catch up on Wednesday and see if everything's fine or not.
Okay, cool. Okay. Hopefully it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine, and I hope for you that it's fine, because no one wants that. But if it's going to happen, you know, this is the day it's going to happen, and it's nice to do it before Christmas, because it's pure evil to do it during the festive season.
It is.
This is a public service.
It is.
Okay, right, we'll speak to you on Wednesday then, all right?
Okay, thank you, bye.
Love you, bye. And do listen on Wednesday at 1 p.m. We'll have our top-notch team of reporters in the studio, on the ground, and even in the sky.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
I enjoyed it that you sent me a little message last night saying that you liked my holiday photo that I put on my Twitter of two camels.
Yeah, I just thought it was you massively bawling out there wherever you were. Yeah. I mean, camels on a beach. It's a big look.
It is a good picture. Guess what? I didn't take it.
What do you mean?
It's a great picture. Such a lovely quality as well.
What, the picture of you and the camels?
I'm not actually in it, notice. I mean, it is the beach I was on and there were camels there, but it's not my picture. Nicked it off the hotel's Twitter.
Oh, no way. No way.
That's why it's a good picture.
Right, it did remind me of this thing that I've seen going around on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's, you know one of those review sites? When you want to go on holiday, there's a website that you use and you can put reviews up and you can put pictures up and stuff like that.
I mean, there are many of these sites where you can leave reviews, but I think you're talking about that the very popular one that rhymes with whip redvisor.
That's the one indeed, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Right, so there's this brilliant mistake that seems to have happened. So this couple have gone on holiday, right? Stayed in a hotel in Egypt.
Oh, okay.
And then what they've done is they've wanted to upload a couple of pictures to go along with their review.
Yeah, loads of people do that. Yeah.
But what they've accidentally done is uploaded all their holiday photos.
You're joking me.
No, and I know this is the case. And I will show them to you now. Because you know the normal pictures you'd put up on a review site is sort of a picture of the pool, picture of the hotel.
Yeah, sometimes the restaurant, if you enjoyed it in there, if it looks good.
So what I'm seeing here is a man who's put a lot of pictures of his wife.
on the advisor there she is in the pool.
I'll take you through a couple here. There's her.
Oh, there she is, wearing a lovely floral dress underneath some begonias.
There's matey for a large rock
in speedos by a rock. Oh, there she is with a hat at a jaunty angle next to a cactus.
There she is in the pool. Now,
this is my favourite.
It's great because it does really show off the hotel's facilities, but they're clearly just holiday photos that have gone up.
So what's... I mean, they're an older couple. What's happened there, please? Have they... What's she doing?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, what a bikini. Next to the sun loungers there.
So that's happened.
Great place. Very nice staff. You've put all of your holiday photos up. BBC Radio 1. This text just come in. I was dumped by a boyfriend on Christmas Day one year. It totally ruined Christmas for me. See, that's the kind of person we're trying to help here, so you don't have a bad Christmas.
It's almost to give peace of mind, isn't it, over the festive time.
So we'll have a team of pundits and reporters with you on Relationship Transfer Deadline Day this Wednesday, 2 days to go. Which a lot of girlfriends are saying to their boyfriends at the moment. By the
God, it gets very exciting as we get closer to the time, doesn't it? And then it gets to 3 p.m. or even better, 5 to 3 on Wednesday, and it really is exciting.
Because that is the cut-off point.
I mean, last-minute dumpings at 5 minutes to 3 are tricky.
I know, but we had them last year, do you remember?
But they happen, yeah.
I just need to say that no one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Dumpings should only be brought forward to the 10th of December if they were already a plan for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
That's tricky saying that every time, though, isn't it? Should we not get that voiced up by Zane Lowe
or
someone fast?
You've only got to do small print now and again. Someone says they got dumped on Christmas Day last year. Obviously, the boyfriend didn't listen to Radio 1. That's awful, that, you see. If you're one of these people that maybe has been burnt before in these situations, like the other one who says that they were dumped by a boyfriend on Christmas Day that we just heard from, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, because you're exactly the kind of person we're trying to help out on Wednesday, on Transfer Deadline Day for relationships. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You don't have to go into, like, really loads of personal details, but maybe if you have been dumped during the festivities before, let us know, and we can try and prevent it from happening again. And remember, Wednesday, 1 p.m.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Clean Bandit, they're going to be on at the BBC Music Awards on Thursday. Remember, 8 p.m. you can watch it on BBC One and BBC One HD live from Earls Court. If you missed out this morning, though, there is another chance to win tickets with Nick Grimshaw tomorrow and on Wednesday as well. Join Nick from 6:30 on Radio 1. Somebody that managed to get tickets texted in earlier. Apparently the dress code says, dress to impress.
Oh, no, sounds like a Christmas party.
It's a nightmare one.
What do we suggest?
We've been talking about dress codes recently, haven't we? I don't know what dress to impress is, but there's a big opportunity for that one to go wrong, isn't there?
Yeah.
More than there is with smart casual.
I would be impressed if they dressed as a crab, you know, but other people might not.
Don't do that. It says to impress.
Do you think tuxedo shirt is appropriate?
Absolutely
not. Do you
think
it's still too casual? So what are you saying, in full suit?
I'm saying full suit, but probably a bit jazzy. Oh, I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Greg James.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
I can't believe that spray worked, Chris.
What, the Irish accent spray?
Just listen in the office. It's like, what the hell's going on here?
It did work for a while. If you weren't listening earlier, maybe you just got home from school or college or whatever. Chris has tried out this Irish accent spray, which I was given to me as a secret Santa, so I gave it to him. And it's just, I mean, it's quite minty. Can I have a little go, actually,
now? Yeah, well, there's only the sort of dregs left on it. I really oversprayed. I sprayed a lot of that stuff into my mouth.
Yeah, let me just have a... It's supposed to turn your voice Irish. See, I don't think I've... Oh, it's strong, isn't it?
It's really strong.
I don't think I've sprayed enough. But Chris pretty much sprayed the entire bottle, and this is what happened to his voice earlier in the show. Are you all right?
It's a really weird taste at first, but then it kind of coats your mouth. But then, you know, the voice is kind of changing, maybe. I don't know.
It's really changed. Can you hear that?
Well, no, I can't really. It sort of sounds the same to me.
In your head, the voice sounded the same, didn't it?
It's weird hearing it back now, like that, because I can hear the difference.
Yeah, but you couldn't at the time when you were talking.
It just sounded like this.
Incredible. You should have a go on your show today, maybe, if you want it back.
Yeah, give it a go. Have a go. Pass it over.
Oh, bear in mind, he did spray a lot of it for that to happen, like, that strong.
Just tip it in, shall I?
Just tip it in, yeah.
All right.
Greg's on Real or No Real today. Here is a fact which, as I just said, I think will blow everybody's mind. But is it too good to be true? Listen up.
The numbers around the dial on the side of a toaster represent the number of minutes the bread stays in the machine.
What?
Whoa. Hang on. No, it's just a setting, isn't it? It's just a...
I thought it just meant two or three.
Too burnt.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Too burntness.
Yeah, just a level of sort of activity.
So six, it'll toast it quicker. one.
Yeah, that's
not
what
so
I
much.
Mean. If you
but
ramp
not actual
it up.
Minutes.
No.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is six, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, four.
No. What's my mine's on, what am I on? Two.
You strike me as a man three. That would have a toaster where most people goes up to five, yours would go to six.
Does go to six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does go to six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's a sixer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh, someone's doing well.
Is it?
But is this a real fact or have we just made this up? Is it actually too good to be true?
I think that might be true, you know. I think that's real.
I've never thought of this before.
No,
you?
But I think that might be, just thinking about it.
So the numbers around the dial on the side of the toaster represent the number of minutes the bread stays
no,
in
three
the machine.
No, 3 minutes for a bit of toast.
That's what I mean.
That'll be completely on fire.
Six,
no,
six
nonsense.
Minutes. Who would do that? So I'm going to say no real.
No real. Come on.
That one is real.
What?
Yes, it is. It's real. Now, we sent the 100-strong team of real or no real researchers home to try this with their own toasters at the weekend, and they've all reported that it checks out. So try timing your toaster yourself and do let us know. Don't burn anything down.
Or just get a life.
No, because... No, because when I put it on six, which I do, I have to take it out before because it's done. I reckon it is. Well, I've just told you it is.
Yeah, okay.
But try it tonight if you've got a spare minute, you know.
Or three, or six.
Or six.
Do try timing your toaster yourself because the toaster ones aren't that reliable.
Is that true? Is that a disclaimer?
Yeah.
But next time I'm doing a boiled egg for the soldiers, so I'll just put the toast in for yes. three and a three, for me 3 or 4 minutes. 4 minutes, the eggs will be ready, the toast probably exactly the same time.
Yeah.
I know. You changed my life.
Next!
Filming the video for Drown was the first time Bring Me the Horizon's Ollie Sykes had ever worn a suit.
So if you've not seen the video for Drown, which we played earlier by Bring Me the Horizon, Ollie there wearing a suit, but he's saying he's never worn one before.
What?
Never worn a suit.
But what a great time to wear your first.
In your own music video.
What a great time. I mean, I think he's quite a snappy dresser, isn't he, this guy?
That's what I thought.
Ollie's quite well yeah. turned out. He knows his fashion. I'm pretty sure he's, I don't know.
You've seen him in a suit before, do you think?
I haven't seen him in a suit before, but...
Greg's a man of many suits.
Doesn't mean he doesn't wear one.
Greg's a man of many suits. He'll wear different suits for different occasions, that kind of thing. He won't just change the tie.
You've got a couple of suits, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
He has, yeah. He's got a couple of suits.
You have to, don't you?
But Greg, I've seen you in the office there.
You have to wear a...
Greg has a suit hanging up in the office at all time.
Yeah.
All times, in case he needs to...
But I'll tell you why. It's because things happen quite soon to after the show at 7.
That's true. Right.
So I have to just run from here to the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm always getting changed in the disabled toilets.
Chris has one suit, just changed the tie, as many other people do.
Yes.
Most people change
the tie, varying on what occasion it is.
Mm. That's fair enough. Mm. Fair enough. I think I've got three that are on rotation.
But Ollie from Bring Me the Horizon...
Oh, how the other half live.
Ollie from Bring Me the Horizon... Was it the first time in his music video for Drown that he'd ever worn a suit, real or no real?
I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm going to say no real. Silly. No way.
That one is no real.
Yeah. No, he's got loads.
Must have loads. He looks good in a suit.
Yeah.
He's got sort of... It's quite shaggy hair, isn't he?
Yes.
A bit like... My mate Jack looks like a dog in clothes when he wears a suit. He does. Doesn't look right because he's got quite shaggy hair. Just does not look right to his... We were at our mate's wedding. And he just got out of the car and went, oh, my God, you look like a dog in clothes.
I know exactly what you mean. And next.
Charlie Sloth decided to sing a Christmas song on his One Extra show last week. The song he chose was Scott Mills and the Pigs in Blankets' perfect Christmas single.
Oh, wow. If real, this is going to be incredible because I assume we'll get to hear this. But this is the song that we made a while ago, wasn't it, Mills? And...
Two Christmases ago, wow. We tried to make the best Christmas song ever. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights. You're gonna be alright on your own. I think it's aged well. Need to get this on next week.
It's yeah, meant to get better with age. That's the point of this song. It wasn't meant to be good then. It's meant to be good in a few years' time.
Well, it'll go one of two ways. It'll go Wham! Or it'll go Shakin' Stevens, Jackson 5.
No, I thought it was always supposed to be good.
No, it was meant to be good at the time, but it's meant to get better.
Oh, yeah.
As in, it will be here in years to come. That was the idea of it.
But out of all the Christmas songs that you could ever sing, your Wham's, your Mariah Carey's, your Shakin' Stevens's, did Charlie Sloth and Delisa decide to sing our perfect Christmas single last week on One Extra?
Yeah.
Why would he?
He must have done.
Out of all of them.
No real.
He's wired differently to everyone else. We can all appreciate that.
Yes.
We accept that. I think this is real.
Mm. No real.
That one is real.
Yes. Whoa.
Charlie decided out of nowhere on his song to sing, on his show, to sing a Christmas song. And this was the first track he found to sing to. And his producer, Delisa, even joined in.
All I want for Christmas this year is a little turkey or two. All I want for Christmas this year.
These aren't the original lyrics.
You.
I know.
And if you want.
Oh, one extra, everyone.
Give it to you, hey Charlie. I'm gonna give it to you. You know it's true. It's Christmas on One Extra. Love it when you sing a song.
Oh God! So that's the kind of thing that happens on One Extra there, along with extra hip hop and extra R&B. Why not listen?
What was that?
I don't know.
Don't switch over at four.
No.
Oh my God!
That was bad.
No, the thing is,
that was really, really bad.
I was under the impression that they sang the actual words to the perfect Christmas single. They've just nicked the instrumental and sung that nonsense over the top.
No doubt, changed the artist as well. What's here? Christmas turkey or something?
Wow!
I know, but it is kind of real because it was the music.
I think that was an excuse just to get on your show. And look, you've fallen for it.
Yo.
We'll bring that up with him tomorrow in Fat Tuesday.
Let's please do that. Next.
Michael Owen says he's only seen 8 films. One of them was Cool Runnings.
Oh, what a film as well. What a film.
Can you also play the start of that where he goes very deep and very serious? Michael Owen.
Michael Owen says he's only seen Owen. 8 Michael films. Owen.
And...
one of them was Cool Runnings.
I like how he always says things like he's never heard of them before. Like he hasn't watched Cool Runnings. It was a film called Cool Runnings. You've seen Cool Runnings, Chris Smith, with the news. Yeah. Standard. Everyone has. What a film.
You haven't seen any films, but you've seen
really
Cool
seen,
Runnings.
Well,
great
that's
film.
The thing. I can empathise with this because I've not really seen many films, but Cool Runnings is one of them.
And what a great one to have seen, yeah. Actually.
Do you know I watched on holiday? Because I do on holiday sometimes sit in my hotel room and watch TV. Armageddon.
Yeah.
Still good.
Did you get emotion?
Yeah, it's emotional. Really good. It's still good.
I can't believe it was Hood, Cool Runnings or Armageddon. What's going on?
So, is the only one of the only films that footballer Michael Owen watched Cool Runnings?
Yes.
Real or no real?
Listen, I believe this is true. I wouldn't have seen many more than 8, so I'm going to say real. On this
you
one.
Have seen more than 8 films.
I need to.
You must have done.
Win a point on this week.
Come on, you must have seen more than 8 films.
Okay, but no more than 20, and two of which is Godfathers. Three or four of which is Die Hard.
You've only seen 2 Godfathers.
So when you look at how many different types of film I've seen, it's not many.
Okay,
I have seen the 3rd Godfather, but I turned it off halfway through.
Yeah. Real or no real?
Sorry.
Real, it must be real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, Michael Owen tweeted to confirm this news last month. The 8 films are Rocky, Heat,
and Rocky,
Ghost,
of course, 5.
Jurassic Park, Karate Kid, Forrest Gump, Cool Runnings, and Sea Biscuit.
This is ridiculous.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Yes, woo! Greg, what's on today?
Today, North Star Caller is back on.
Yes.
Father Christmas calls a very cute child after 5 o'clock today, 5:10, that is happening.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, tomorrow, Chris is beyond excited because Gino De Campo is playing Innuendo Bingo.
So good. Sausage.
Sausage.
I can't wait.
So that's tomorrow. Why are we... Right, you've just been watching 10 minutes of Gino De Campo on This Morning videos.
I just like it. It's hard to explain, but you know when you watch one video on YouTube and then you move to another and another?
During the show, yeah.
Gino De Campo on This Morning is brilliant at times.
Yeah, sausage.
Funny guy. He's going to be on. Can't wait.
He's got an unreasonable... Not that I'm saying he's not a great guy, but your love for De Campo is quite unreasonable.
Is it?
De Campo. You can't just call him by his
By De Campo.
Do you know De Campo?
And then actual Max Branning plays Innuendo Bingo on Thursday.
That's cool.
I said to Scott, I'm going to keep a diary this week. It's one of those weeks that I'm always going to want to remember.
Don't worry about Aniston last week, whenever it was.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
So no. Star
it's all
Strictly,
about De Campo, Max
Star
Branning.
Strictly and EastEnders, Jake Wood, happening on Thursday. Greg's next, and I think Christmas with Britney Spears needs to be the last song I play.
I've never heard this.
What do you mean?
I've never, ever heard that before in my life.
How? Call yourself a Britney Spears fan? Oh, you don't.
I don't think I've heard this one either, Scott.
Yes, you have, because we played it last Christmas Day on The Breakfast Show.
Did we definitely?
Yes, 100%.
My Only Wish?
Yeah.
When was this done?
Early on, 99, 98.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever playing that. I've done...
You've done loads of Christmas shows.
Loads of Christmases here, and I've never...
We play every year. Underrated Christmas song. But I
don't
think,
know about that.
No,
I
know.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay, but maybe it's a bit too early to play that one yet. Christmas Day, fine. Christmas Eve, fine. But
well, guess what my third song is today?
Here on the.
Oh,
on the
go
8th.
On. Go on.
I'll give you the first little blast.
Elton John.
Off of Falling Off of Chairs.
There we go.
Have you seen that?
Sir Elton.
Tell me you've seen that video.
Falling off a chair.
Elton John falling off a chair. Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's not hard to find. You know what to type.
I'm just going to play Churches.
Okay.
And I'm going to play Tom Odell.
Tell your listeners to look at that video if they haven't seen it already.
And in the meantime, I'm going to be doing some very serious searching.
Good luck. Yes. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 o'clock, including Innuendo Bingo with Gino De Campo at 1:45.